So, what did you use for sweet?
She pushed the mug closer. He drained it in a gulp, then slowly faced her again.
Beets? Honey when could.
How did you make it taste old?
Without meaning to, the teenager grinned.
Touch of iodine.
Yeah, you've done shine. Here, next round is on me.
Lily started to pour a third drink.
Uh-uh.
Jack snaked his hand across the counter to touch her arm.
Two is limit.
The woman's skin was a light, creamy pale, a peaches and cream complexion, he had heard Mildred call it. But she looked tan when compared to his white skin. She patted his powerful hand.
I'm no gaudy slut.
The albino smiled.
Then free?
Lily frowned in mock anger, then laughed out loud, and this time playfully squeezed his forearm to feel the hard muscles beneath the camouflaged military jacket.
Strong. I do like them strong.
Relaxing under the powerful shine, Jack stroked her cheek.
Soft. Like a flower petal.
Lily smiled and removed the sweaty cloth around her neck, exposing a wealth of cleavage.
You have no idea.
Hey, Lily!
A big, bald man stumbled from the dining tables. He banged his mug on the counter, cracking the plastic.
Stop fondling that stinking mutie and come serve a real man.
A knife slid from his sleeve into his palm as Jack turned with an expression of white-hot anger. Dropping a tray, Cord grabbed his shotgun just in time to cover the dozen men as they rose from their tables, fisting a wide assortment of blasters.
Everybody freeze!
Ryan's voice thundered from the corner of the room as he loudly worked the bolt on his long blaster.
Nobody move!
JB worked the bolt on his Uzi, the noise supernaturally loud in the room. Silence reigned for several moments. The only sounds, the gentle crackle of the fireplace, and the thudding of human hearts. The Hillmen waited, gauging their chances. Ryan and Christy stayed motionless at the washroom door, ready for the first killing move. Cord kept his blaster pointed at nobody in particular, prepared to chill whoever started the fight that would surely wreck his bar. Inch by inch, Jack eased his knife forward until it was pressing against the neck of the bald man.
What the?
He gasped and darted a hand for his blaster. But there was only empty leather on his belt. As slow as molasses, Lily pressed the barrel of the snub-nosed Police Special 38 wheel gun against his head.
Looking for this, Philippe?
His hand still reaching at his belt, the Mercy curled a lip at the barmaid.
Fucking bitch!
Ruthlessly, Jack nudged his hand forward a hair, and blood began to well around the knife point buried in the man's throat.
Hey, you got me, I give! It was only a joke.
Philippe forced a smile as he raised his hands in surrender.
Just a joke.
You sure now?
Lily clicked the hammer backward. The table of mercies watched the scene closely. Ryan and the companions watched the mercies. Cord kept his eyes on his daughter. Sweat beaded on Philippe's forehead, a rivulet of blood trickling into his dirty shirt.
A joke. Wouldn't start a fight here. We're drinking, for God's sake. I was jazzing the kid. No harm done, right?
Keeping her thumb tight on the spur, Lily eased down the hammer until the double action was at rest.
Okay then, Philippe. Nobody could get insulted from just a joke, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Everybody in the room relaxed a notch. Fingers were removed from triggers, and barrels shifted aim. Jack removed the blade from Philippe's throat, and the man eased his stiff position.
All right, show's over.
Cord rested the shotgun on his shoulder.
You new folks already paid, so back to your table. The food will be out soon. On the other hand, you mercies had better get back to the stables. You want to be fresh when the caravan leaves in the morning.
A burly man, his long greasy hair tied back in a ponytail, stepped forward.
You chasing us out?
Not me. This is.
Cord patted the scatter gun. Christy grunted slightly, but Ryan said nothing, letting the big barkeep handle the problem. His targets were already chosen, and the Deathlands warrior already had 4 pounds of pressure on the 6-pound trigger. Philippe touched his throat, the fingertips coming away stained red.
We paid for our drinks too, Cord.
Chewing that over, Cord relented.
Fair enough. But that is your last round. Lily?
She tugged on a cord, ringing a small brass bell hidden up in the rafters.
Bar's closed. Bar is closed.
When you men have finished what's on the table, leave.
Cord pulled a chair closer and took a seat.
I'll just sit here till you're done.
Holstering the blasters, the mercenaries sat back down at the table and started grumbling among themselves. Their weapons still at the ready, Ryan and Christy walked slowly along the counter, keeping their faces toward the drunk mercies until reaching their own table.
My blaster!
Philippe held out his hand. Lily clicked down the safety and tossed it to him. Catching the weapon, he turned toward Jack, only to see the teenager's Colt Python out and pointed at his groin.
Go for it.
Jack's head was tilted forward, the snowy hair masking his face. It was an unnerving sight. Philippe felt the blood pound in his temples, then by sheer force of will, returned the blaster to its holster. Turning, he walked to the picnic table as if he didn't have a care in the world. Jack put away his blaster and shoved the knife up his sleeve again.
Close. Cold man. Solid ice.
Too damn close.
Lily rested an elbow on the counter, revealing a tiny .22 Derringer in her other hand.
But those damn mercies have been causing trouble since they arrived last week. Steven is a cheap bastard and hires anybody with muscles to ride blaster duty with his convoy. Damn fool.
Thanks.
The teenager then pulled the woman close and kissed her hard and long. When they broke, her face was flushed, and she kept starting to smile and fighting it down.
We'll do more of that later, in my room.
She placed an iron key in his palm, her fingers warm on his skin.
Top of the stairs, last door on the left.
Jack tucked the key away. Brushing away his long hair, he picked up the mug and drained the last few drops of shine.
Now go eat. Man needs to keep his strength up.
Since it finally seemed safe to move, several of the other patrons rose from their tables and headed for the plywood blocking the door, a short cold breeze announcing when each hurriedly departed. Hiding the Derringer in her clothes, Lily went into the aft room and returned almost immediately carrying a heavy tray laden with food. Jack followed her to the table and took a seat between Mildred and Doc. Blasters were lying on the wood slats to forestall any further interruptions. The mercenaries across the room noticed the arsenal of blasters and spoke softly among themselves. Philippe seemed to be holding court, with the others listening closely. With the tray braced on a hip, Lily dished out the food efficiently, as if this were a chore done 1,000 times before, then returned to the steamy kitchen. One tick later, the raven-haired beauty came out again and went behind the bar to start wiping down the counter with a damp rag.
That barmaid saved a lot of lives.
Ryan used his own spoon to sample the stew. The food was hot, thankfully, and even had a few herbs floating about, but there was a lot more vegetables than meat, and grease seemed to be the primary ingredient, even above water.
Uh-huh. There's...
Jack dipped the black bread into the brimming bowl and bit off a mouthful.
Ugh. Bad.
We've eaten worse.
Mildred forced down another swallow of her own. Her foot was throbbing painfully, and she did her best to ignore that and concentrate on eating. The physician debated taking an aspirin, but held off taking one until later so she could sleep.
Not by much.
Christy chewed on a piece of gristle.
Bacchus would not have been pleased.
Doc scanned the tabletop.
Any chance of some salt, my good doctor?
Mildred reached into a pocket, extracted a small container, and slid it across the rough wood.
Our last.
Thank you.
He applied a sprinkling.
Pepper? I'll take that as a negative.
Such was understandable. Salt could be garnished from the ocean, while pepper had to be specially grown, dried properly, and then finely ground. He recalled that in ancient Rome, during the reign of Augustus Caesar, soldiers were often given the choice of a pound of black pepper for their monthly wages, or a pound of gold, the price of the two being equal. Most took the pepper.
Over here.
And the salt began to make the rounds. In spite of the lack of additional condiments, the companions dug into their meal with gusto. Hunger was always the best sauce.